there's been a massive increase in women wanting to play rugby league, and they're moving away from no-tackle games, which involve tags, like Oztag, and more towards tackling. So much so that the Country Rugby League is replacing its Ladies League tag with an open-age tackle comp. Kylie Hilder is the Female Participation Officer for the Country Rugby League. Hi, Kylie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I want to talk more about women getting stuck into the tackling very soon, but can you start by filling me in on the various types of league out there for women and girls? So I understand under 12, you're mixed in with boys and tackling, but then it changes after that.
Yeah, that's right. So an under 12 girl can play with the boys right up until the age of 12, and then obviously at that age a young girl is starting to develop, so we stop them playing with the boys. And then we go into Country Rugby League, have been running for nearly 15 years now throughout Country New South Wales League Tag, which is a non-contact version of Rugby League, which has been really, really successful and has brought a lot of females into the game, not just being in the canteens, washing jerseys, being managers of sides. They're actually out there experiencing the game.
Oh, bring that on. That sounds good. Yeah. Get out of the canteen and come on the field.
That's it.
However, now, more and more, you're hearing, we want to tackle.
That's it. You know, the league tag was introduced to, as I said, give girls an experience of playing rugby league without that contact, which, you know, for a lot of females initially, it is quite daunting, the fact that they're going out to make a tackle. So we came up with the game league tag many, many years ago, and as I said, it's been quite successful, but it's to the point now that girls are going, okay, we understand the game of rugby league. We've got all the basic skills, catch, pass, kick. Let's take that next step, and we really want to play the tackle side of it. And, look, we've basically, hands have been tied. We're at the stage now that these girls want to play contact. It's the fastest growing component of rugby league at the moment. And, Country Rugby League have taken on board, and we've set up this new competition with part of the Country Champs.
So Country Rugby League involves the very best from various regions, and it is something of a representative pathway. If they're playing tackle games at those higher representative levels, it does seem to make sense to have it in at the Country Rugby League level.
Absolutely. What we're doing now is we're giving an opportunity for any girl throughout Country New South Wales to now end up, you know, if she's good enough, she will end up playing in an Australian Gillaroos jersey. And we're just making that a lot easier now with these pathways. So our nines, which we've been running for a couple of years now, will play a major part in the initial year of getting these 10 regions to get sides together. So any girl can go out and play in one of our nines, and they'll be identified and put into a academy-style squad, which then they'll go into up to four sessions leading into the Country Champs, which will kick off in the end of March. And those girls can then be selected from the nines into their squads and then into their regional side. And as I said, there's 10 regions that will be represented, and then those girls will go into playing and be part of our CRL Country Championships with our 16s, 18s and men's 23s for the
Brilliant.
First time ever. Yeah.
Kylie, tell me a bit about the growth you're seeing in women's rugby league.
Oh, it's unbelievable. We're struggling to keep up with it. Many, many years ago, there was never a thought that tackle would be played down in the country areas because we didn't think there was enough females wanting to do it. But as I said, our nines have been unbelievable. I think our Newcastle nines, we're running a 12s, 14s, 16s, 18s and opens kicking off on the 20th of October. And we've got 89 teams nominated to play in that competition. And that's just in Newcastle,
Whoa.
Central Coast region.
89 teams just for Newcastle,
yes.
Central Coast?
Yes.
Whoa.
So, and that just goes to show you, that's just one region. So,
wow.
Look, you know, it came to the point where, like, well, there's a clear pathway now for the girls in the country, as I said. You know, they potentially can play in a Gillaroos, but not only that, with the NRL now introducing the competition, which is about to kick off in 2 weeks' time, this will give girls in the country an opportunity to be seen by, you know, those NRL clubs as well, and they could potentially end up playing in a Sydney Roosters, St George Dragons, Brisbane Broncos or a Warriors jersey. So
brilliant. We'd love to see them in a Newcastle Knights jersey one day too, just quietly.
Next year, yeah, that would be wonderful.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah. Kylie, thank you. It's been so good to hear from you.
No, thank you.
Thanks. Kylie Hilder there, Female Participation Officer for the Country Rugby League.